So that's a thing that's always was against our people. And it, just for the last say several years, it got to a place that, and they don't want it now. They don't want my people to have an education. You read, you know, you read by reading what Hank Aaron said about two women playing baseball. All right. What are they doing in Boston? There's no need for none of that. What did George Wallace do over here in the University of Alabama? There's no need for that. All the kids want was an education.
Changing.
It's changing. But now, oh yes, it's changed a lot now. A long time ago, white and colored used to play together all the time. There was no confusion, like I was telling you yesterday. Not like it is today. Because they wasn't brought up with hate in their mind. Our people have been serving your people ever since they've been here. So, whenever they never wanted us to get above serving you. I want to say we used to have a play baseball together, white and colored, and you know, every kid growing up got to be in our, when we got in our big teams, well, we had sense enough to know to not to treat you good like we treated you whenever you weren't in the team. And now that was Jack. He went on to be famous. I was their manager. Jack, he played with the, first played with the Washington Senators, and then he moved over to the Chicago White Sox. But me and him come up together. We used to come all along down the street right now and then. He used to come every summer. We used to go right down there in that creek and go all around when it's dry like it is now. And he's quick with his hands. He could catch them with feet. It's not good. And the boy run the pool place up there. Now he's the big boss there. Jack's daddy was a doctor. The rich people was poor people. Well now, Dr. give me and him 40 cents every, give us allowance. That's something my people have never been able to do. Their people said, every day, it's just a late year. They didn't have money for the family. How could you give the kid allowance? You ain't got nothing for yourself. You wasn't paid enough. You didn't have enough to eat. And then on top of that, poor gets through with that. Now, you can sit down and figure how much it takes for my family to live. All right. And you paid me a half of what that is. But you lay some out there so I can see it. In other words, you paid me a rogue salary. And when something's missing, you know I got it. All right. There go your brother or your uncle, your daddy. He's a jailer. He's a sheriff. And they go up there. So, well, I know that old nigga gonna steal this. And so I can keep him the rest of his life. He said, well, now I can free you for $250. Hell, they don't give him $250 in a whole year. And he got a family. Well, nobody wants to go to penitentiary. So he take that. He take that. And now he work with him until he's dead. So I ain't talking about what I'm guessing. I'm talking about what I know. I know that to be true. Because, guess as I said, now those lawyers, Dr. Now we had lawyers here, they yelled about had all the poor white people coming to the show. We're giving them some break. How can you give me a break and I don't know two and two is four? No way is it. You take what you want to from me and I can't protect you. Whenever it got some of our people got what it could protect, such as that. First thing they do to give some other Negro a gun to kill him because he's smart. That's what happened. That actually happened.
Yeah, I
had
read that.
Well, I've known it to be true in some cases because I got it from the people that really know it.